It's Tom Morgan's Money Talk.
Hi, pal. Our presidents all participate in Washington's corruption, big time. You can read the memoirs that presidents write or have written for themselves. You can read histories of their presidencies, major policies, discussions, laws, decisions, relations with other countries. And yet, think of this. You will rarely read a word about activities that occupy countless hours of the president's schedule. You read virtually nothing about the hundreds of thousands of miles the president logs for these activities, or the hundreds of speeches he or she gives. This major activity for our presidents is ignored. It doesn't exist for biographers. It is called fundraising. The news you see is that the president met with the governor of California in Los Angeles today, and nobody reported that he also spoke at three dinners in one night. Diners coughed up $30,000 to be at the dinners. Nobody reports on what he spoke about because the press is typically barred from the fundraising. Our presidents are constant tools. They are tools used to raise tens of millions for the political parties and probably the biggest fundraising racket on the face of the earth. Our presidents are first and foremost hucksters. More after this. We pause. If you'd like a good checkup of all of your investments, call 1-866-225-4334 and ask for Tom's questionnaire, or do the questionnaire online at the website, tomasinmorgan.com. Hi, it's Tom again. The man and his nagging wife visited Jerusalem, and she died. And the undertaker said, well, we can bury her here, sir, in Jerusalem for $1,000, or we can ship her back with you to Chicago, but it's going to cost you $15,000. Chicago, the man insisted. For sentimental reasons? No. Long ago, a man died here and was buried. 3 days later, he rose from the dead. I just can't take that chance with her. This is Tom S. Morgan.